Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have about 25 minutes left. Most of the show involving the death of George Floyd, our comments, interviews with Keith Mays, professor at the U of M, interview with Melvin Carter, the mayor of St. Paul. Keith Mays on at 12:35, Mayor Carter on at 1:35. We did lighten up a little bit with Ask Adam Anything. All of those, that was at 1:05. All of those available to you, radio.com. Hit the rewind feature and you can listen to any of those segments. Our friend Joe Freeberg, as good as any attorney in the state of Minnesota, is good enough to join us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Joe, thank you so much for your time. Your expertise is right on point on the death of George Floyd. When you're looking at this story so far, when you see the video, when you see what people are saying at this point, what is your initial reaction?
Oh, my initial reaction is different than most people, but when I first looked at it, there appears to be no excuse for that officer to continue to keep his knee on the neck and head of Mr. Floyd. It just doesn't. But, you know, being my own personality, what I do for a living, I want to know how this started and what happened. And I'm very glad to see the FBI brought in initially into this investigation, because clearly the Minneapolis Police Department will do an internal affairs investigation, but you really can't count on a police department to investigate its own. Additionally, I don't think a whole lot of the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension as investigators. I think as scientists they're good, but as investigators I don't have a lot of confidence in them. So it's good that the FBI is brought in to take a look at this and see if there is a civil rights violation. And murdering somebody is in fact a civil rights violation, I can assure you.
Does it surprise you in any way that the FBI was brought in so quickly?
No, I think that's going to happen now in this day and age. I think that local governments are going to bring them in as quickly as possible so that they avoid the criticism which is going to be forthcoming against them eventually and would be brought against them sometimes with good reason anyway.
Let me pick up on your other point, too, about, well, let's do this. The line's cracking up just a little bit, Joe. Can I just put you on hold and have Dan call you right back? And we'll just see if the connection
sure.
is just a smidge better. Let's sure. let's do that, because it's just such an important topic. And I think we should just try to establish that connection just a smidge better. I remind people we're talking about the death of George Floyd. This story that accounts for a huge part of what people are talking about today, not just here in Minnesota, but across the country. A man who there were suspicions of forgery and a document and resisting arrest. which are all parts of this story, which all raise questions about this story. But then what we saw on the videos was concerning all of us when minute after minute after minute, an officer is keeping the knee on the neck and Mr. Floyd is saying, I can't breathe. And after about 5 minutes of it, he does not communicate. We have Joe back on here. Joe, I agree with you 1,000%, and you know this better than I, that in an investigation, we should be curious about what took place before. And if we have video from different people, not just the police, but from others, to provide us with more relevant information for context, let alone, even more importantly, for an investigation. But does it even matter, Joe? Does it matter what, how defiant someone might have been when an officer decided for 5 minutes plus to keep a knee on the neck, on the side of the throat, when someone is now saying, I can't breathe, and at some point in the process, this individual stops moving?
You know, even watching a video, I'm very reluctant to say somebody committed a murder. But for the life of me, I cannot think of a reason why he would maintain that posture with Mr. Floyd. I can't think of a reason. By the same token, I just hate to jump to judgments based on a video. I'm suspicious of something else right from the get-go. Did somebody claim the call was for a forgery in progress? I don't know how a forgery, you know, a forgery in Minnesota is a felony, but strangely, a forgery for even one penny in Minnesota is a felony, different than most states. I can't imagine. The man obviously was not in the act of committing a crime when he was confronted by the officers. If I understand correctly, he was sitting in his car, and I don't know how a forgery could have been in progress. I am completely confused by that.
Jacob Fry, 30 minutes ago, Joe, the mayor of Minneapolis, said four responding MPD officers involved in the death of George Floyd have been terminated. This is the right call.
Terminated.
Are you surprised it happened that quickly?
Yeah, I'm surprised it happened that quickly. With they must. I don't know whether they made statements or not. I really don't. And if in fact this is as it appears to be, I only see two police officers there, but I guess there were four. If there were four police officers there, one doing it and three not doing anything, then all four of them should be charged with conspiracy to commit murder.
That's the point I was raising, Joe. And a lot of smart callers have raised this too, that I'm not defending a split-second decision when a horrible mistake takes place. I don't want to do that. But I think some of us, including Mayor Carter was on last hour, said he could understand that a little bit better. This is a process that took multiple minutes. One officer is doing it. We see the other officer in the front of the screen. You can see some others maybe in the back, or at least a police car. That is the part I think a lot of us don't understand, is why someone, first of all, the first officer should have done it, but why one of the three officers did not approach him at some point and say,
hey, quit, man. Hey,
we got it.
Stop that.
We're under control.
Yeah. And for God knows what, I mean, it doesn't sound like it was anything very serious. Nobody's claimed the man had a gun, where you would expect that type of claim for something like this. I don't, you know, what was the one in New York where what the guy was doing is selling non-tax-paid cigarettes?
Eric Garner.
Eric Garner was selling non-tax-paid cigarettes. It's a tax violation and not a very important one to begin with. Mr. Garner was a huge, huge man. You might better be able to explain that one. And don't get me wrong, I don't explain that one. But you might better be able to explain that one. Mr. Floyd is under a car. The officer is obviously deliberately cutting off his ability to breathe, because when you put your knee on somebody's neck, that's what you do.
Yep.
I don't understand it. Not only that, if you want to take the worst case here, when the video gets up close, it kind of looks like the cop is enjoying the position he's in. It's very, very good that the FBI has been called into this.
Are we looking at murder? Are we looking at something slightly less?
Well, I think if the FBI is investigating, they can't investigate for the crime of murder. They investigate for a civil rights violation, but the sentence for something like that, if convicted, is very much related to the damage done, and you can't do any more than this. I mean, my guess, I'm just making a guess, because we do not have the results from the medical examiner. Is that right?
Yep. No, not yet.
It may very well that this man died of a heart attack or a stroke, and you're going to get an argument about causation. But this is just very, very disquieting, and it's getting to be an epidemic, not in Minneapolis, I'm not saying that, but it's getting to be an epidemic in the United States.
For an African-American who's listening right now, who is convinced if this was a white man, George Floyd would be alive, what do you say to that person?
I think they're right. I think they're absolutely right. I keep thinking, what possible crime could this man have committed? A forgery. I got a suspicion. If in fact he was doing anything, he might have switched a label on an item at a store to gain himself a dollar or two advantage. That would be a forgery in Minnesota. I just can't imagine what's going on here. And frankly, in this day and age, the officer could have stayed outside the car and written him a citation, for heaven's sake. Why he wanted to take him into custody, I really don't know.
What sort of timeline do you think we're looking at, Joe?
Probably the most important thing here is going to be the medical examiner's report. And that doesn't have to be farmed out. We probably have as good a medical examiner's office in Hennepin County as there is in America. I wouldn't say the same thing if we were in Ramsey County. But Hennepin County, since I started practicing law here, which is over half a century ago, has had the finest medical examiners and assistants that you could get anywhere in America. So we're going to get a really straight, well-done autopsy protocol and the postmortem report, which is going to be very important. They'll be able to tell from the nature of the breathing, from whether or not there's petechiae in the eyes, that's a indicia of somebody choking, unable to get air, bruising in the neck. They'll be able to determine very clearly what the cause of death was here. And any of those things, cutting off somebody's air can cause them to have a heart attack. So there's going to be a cause of death that has to be determined. And then there's going to be a severe question as to how many police officers really are involved to the point where they can be charged, if they're charged. And unless there's something shocking that we don't know, we just don't. When we see it all, we'll know, Chad. It's just extremely disquieting.
Yes. Yes. Joe, your insight is always valuable. Stay healthy, my friend, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. Thanks, Chad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.